remember you mentioning to me once about common avoidance patterns, meaning that when people suffer a terrible loss and they're in such overwhelming grief, they sometimes play mental games with themselves to try and deal with it that aren't always so healthy. Give me an example. One that I know you've talked about is the postponer. What does that mean?
Well, oftentimes I refer to someone coming out of the funeral home saying, it's happened, I know it's happened, but I'm not going to think about it or talk about it. That is someone who's trying to avoid it. That is someone who's trying to postpone it, which is one of the common, most common avoidance patterns. They feel like if they postpone it, if they don't talk about it today, don't think about it today, that'll kind of go away for the day. And then if they do the same thing tomorrow, over time, they develop a behavioral pattern of just postponing that which is very unpleasant and painful to them. Now, what's interesting about this is a lot of times that has been their way of handling problems and pain and difficulty in the past. They just avoid it. They don't think about it. They postpone it, that maybe I'll deal with it at a later time. So it's very natural that when someone close to them dies, someone that they love, they slip into that mode, that behavior of, I just want to postpone this for right now.
Yeah, you know, there's a phrase in regular life that doesn't deal with grief necessarily. Never do today what you can put off until tomorrow, the old procrastination right. thing. Sometimes it works in real life, but it becomes a pattern and you start putting things off. Is that the same as this?
Absolutely. It becomes a behavioral pattern. In fact, I would say anybody that comes into my office who I kind of feel like has been a postponer, now the fact they're coming into my office means at that point they're not a postponer. But if they've postponed this, if the death occurred 6-8 months ago and they say to me, I haven't dealt with it, it really is coming out in a lot of different ways and I feel uncomfortable, I feel awkward all the time, I just need to deal with my father, my mother's death, my brother or my sister, the first thing I say to them, has this been a behavioral pattern in the past? Have you done this before? Is this the way you deal with your financial difficulties? Is this the way you deal with your education? You just postpone things.
Another one is the displacer. What does the displacer mean? What does he or she do?
The displacer is an interesting one. We often refer to it as just dumping what we're feeling, all of our emotions, onto another person or dumping it into another area. The displacer is one who displaces those grief emotions into something else or somebody else. A great example is I get all stressed out at the office and upset at the office, and I come home and I pull the car in the garage and I get out of the car and I walk inside. My wife's standing there ready to give me a kiss and I just walk on by her. And she said, what's wrong with you? And I said, I have a horrible day at the office. I don't want to talk about it. Well, right there, I've done two things. I'm trying to postpone and I'm displacing onto her my difficult day at the office. So it's very, very common. But I have to remind you, Eli, that both of these, postponer and displacer, they're not healthy ways of dealing with grief. And in fact, they will cause all kinds of problems down the road.
What you're really talking about is discipline, something that I recognized as soon as I lost my daughter. I have to be disciplined in this, and it required me to deal with it. Let's talk about some other things that people put aside or maybe avoid in order to deal with this terrible tragedy that's befallen them.